Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hello, Justin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
Justin, sober or not sober?
Sober.
All right. Justin, welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, our men's room poll, you're going to accidentally send a pic to someone. Is it going to be your crush, boss, dentist, or your hair person?
Oh, let's see here. On my hair person, so does that count?
Now what?
No. You got to send a D-pic to yourself.
No. Yeah, that's called peeing.
So, in that case, I will have to go with my boss. He's a pretty funny guy, and I'm pretty sure he can get a crack out of that.
What did he pass along to your other coworkers?
Oh, probably.
Yeah. You can count on him.
I work in a metal shop, guarantee it.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah, the answer is yes.
By the way, a text came in. It says, my coworker was shocked to learn that her cherry blossom tree actually produced cherries.
Come on, man.
I'm reading what came in. All right, your question. Where on a horse would you find its frog? Yeah. Let me see that horse
frog.
Where
on a horse would you find its frog?
It's frog.
It's frog.
F-R-O-G, like the animal.
It's part of the body. It's part of the body.
It is part of the body, yes.
Okay.
The neck?
Is that a tail?
It is the soft inside part of the hoof. Right, so the hoof does the perimeter around the foot. Yeah. That's its frog. They couldn't come up with a name. You want to call it an armadillo? Nah, it's not for sure. Frog. Frog it is.
I just found out yesterday it's every 6 weeks you got to get your frog did.
You got to get your frog did?
Your nails did.
Every 6 weeks?
Well, that's what the horse lady yesterday said.
Oh, for the horse?
For horses?
Yeah. Every 6 weeks.
Yeah.
I was wondering who told you had to go get your nails done.
Yeah,
we're talking about the horse lady.
Yeah, the horse, yes.
Yeah, the horse has to go get its nails.
She didn't know the answer to that. Right. Oh, the old horse. Now we're looking at their nails. All right, your question. A whistle pig, aside from being a fantastic whiskey, a whistle pig is another name for what animal? Sheila. You've definitely heard of this animal.
You know his name.
Yeah. You know a couple of their names.
Oh. I'm just going to go with the fox. No idea.
Is it a razorback?
No.
Groundhog.
Oh, groundhog.
Woodchuck. Marmot.
Ah.
Whistle pig. Yeah, whistle pig. That is a great name. We should celebrate Whistle Pig Day instead of Groundhog's Day.
It's a what?
What?
A whistle pig.
A whistle pig. It's just another name for a groundhog.
A groundhog.
Or a woodchuck. Oh. The same thing. Or
a
marmot.
Do they make a sound that sounds like whistling?
That's what I wondered.
I'm just trying to figure out what the correlation is.
Well, it's got those big teeth. So I think maybe they're like, oh, it's like a pig, but it's got teeth, so it whistles.
That's a whistle pig.
Yeah.
Let's say groundhog.
Yeah.
Why'd you call it? It's on the ground.
Yeah.
Reminds me of a hog. All right, your question. What was Beethoven's first name?
You must eat.
They also make drums. They also make drums. There's a drum company that has the same name as Beethoven's first name.
I think I'm thinking of his middle name.
That's Mozart, you're thinking.
Oh.
You thinking Amadeus?
Vaughn?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Vaughn?
Any guess?
Well, there's the Von Bach, right? So, let's go Bach.
Ludwig
Beethoven.
Ludwig!
Confirmed. Groundhogs make a little whistling noise.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
All right, there you go. Right.
Especially when you squeeze them.
Oh, no.
When you put them in hot water. But play it again.
Play for it. Hang on.
Oh.
Oh.
Right. I'll be damned.
Yeah.
Okay.
Phil needs to do that every February 1st. Second. Whatever the hell that is.
All right, Justin, question four.
It's cold.
Question number four for you, multiple choice. The Pulitzer Prize, the Peabody Award, the Nobel Prize, or the Razzies? Which award is presented by the University of Georgia? Pulitzer, Peabody, Nobel, or Razzie?
Peabody?
Boom.
Got it. Nice job. Game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK. Maybe time for a contestant or two here.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hello, Trevor. Welcome to the men's room.
Oh, it's you, your girl, and your Johnson.
Oh, yeah.
You, your girl, and your Johnson.
Trevor, you sober or not sober?
Driving home from work, I'm sober right now. Hopefully it's soon to be not sober.
Okay. All right, Trevor, you're going to accidentally send a pic to someone. Is it a crush, boss, dentist, or your hair person?
Well, hair person's a friend, so I'll go with her.
All right.
Won't be friends much longer.
I know. Wouldn't you be like, dude, what are you doing? We're not friends anymore.
You're disgusting. Why don't you do what Thrill does and send pictures of monkey penis instead? Hey, it worked. They laughed.
They did.
Boy, that monkey I sent had a horrible-looking penis, sensibly. Bright red. It looked like a flamingo neck. It was weird, man. All right. Your question. How many countries are there officially recognized on planet Earth?
It's like 196 or something.
Dude, that's an unbelievable guess. 195.
Man.
195.
Damn, Trevor, that's still
Jesus,
impressive,
dude. Yeah.
You should count one of those jars that have jelly beans in it.
I know.
You know? How many?
Yeah, but I'm within
it?
One over, so does that count? Just guess
100? Well, 195 is the official count, right?
Okay.
And then there's things they break down, like not officially recognized. They will tell you we're a separate country, but they're not officially recognized. All right, so the officially recognized.
Yeah, I think it's like 200 countries if you count all the other ones or whatever, yeah.
I wonder what the most countries we've had on this planet at any one time is. think it's up around 203 maybe or something.
You think it could only go up?
Well, I don't know, because you take over someplace, right? You absorb it into your country. That could happen.
Like Greenland?
200 years ago. Right, like Greenland, Canada, whatever. We're taking all sons of bitches. Come up with Merry Christmas! 192! All right, your question. Name three of the five oldest countries on Earth.
Ooh, three of the
three
five.
Three of the five. All right, hold oldest on. Oldest country. On.
Yes.
Let's go with that are currently exist. Are they like long that, running? That,
no, they still exist, yes.
Okay, so let's go with England.
Ooh.
And Russia and France.
All right, I got to guess. Wow. I got to guess. Okay, here we go. Iraq?
Close.
Iran?
Yes.
Israel?
No.
Egypt.
Yes.
Egypt, so I know.
Two. Mm-hmm.
What else did you get?
He Iran? Said Iran and Egypt. You guys got those two.
What about, like, Greece?
Greece is one. And then I'll give you a hint. Heavily populated.
China.
And heavily populated.
India,
yeah. All right. So Egypt, Iran, China, India, and Greece are the...
Interesting.
Yeah. I would have gotten Egypt and Greece, right? I don't think I'd have gotten the other ones, but it all makes sense.
Egypt was the only one I was sure about.
Yeah, that one you feel good about yourself, like Egypt.
When I thought about Rome, but I was like, well, Italy isn't the same thing anymore, so.
Correct.
Yep.
All right. While we're talking about international crap, what is the most popular color used on national flags worldwide?
Ooh.
White doesn't count, right?
No.
No, no, but blue and red are really common colors, and
it's one of those two.
Right.
And it's used on 78% of all world flags, this color.
78%, that's a lot.
That is a ton, yeah.
Let's go with, just trying to cycle through all the colors of flags in my head. Let's go with red.
Red, I was
boom.
It is red.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Well done, Trevor.
Very good.
Well done, man.
Well, because there's so many with it just red in it, and then, like, Turkey's flag is just red.
Right. Russia. Keep it simple.
Yeah.
China. I mean, they got a little yellow, but still.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.